Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ. So anything that happened after the birth of Christ, especially within a Christian viewpoint, gets an AD after the date. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 17th chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 22, and we'll be finishing with both the chapter and today's reading on verse 27. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 22. After they gathered again in Galilee, Jesus told them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of his enemies. He will be killed, but on the third day he will be raised from the dead." And the disciples were filled with grief. On their arrival in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and asked him, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," Peter replied. Then he went into the house. But before he had a chance to speak, Jesus asked him, "What do you think, Peter? Do kings tax their own people or the people they have conquered?" "They tax the people they have conquered," Peter replied. "Well then," Jesus said, "the citizens are free. However, we don't want to offend them, so go down to the lake and throw in a line. Open the mouth of the first fish you catch, and you will find a large silver coin. Take it and pay the tax for both of us." Once again, that was verses 22 through 27 in the 17th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Matthew intentionally put his stories in a certain order to make a point. The disciples had confessed that Jesus is Lord and seen him transfigured. Christ had predicted his death and did so again in these verses. Then a debate came up about paying the temple tax. Jesus did pay the temple tax, and he used the occasion to teach his disciples important lessons. Jesus is God and King, clearly revealed in his teachings, miracles, authority, and the transfiguration. So, the temple tax is actually paid to him. The temple tax in Israel was paid by all males between 20 and 50 years old, which is described in the Old Testament book of Exodus chapter 30 verse 11 through 16. The tax helped pay for the sacrificial system, the very one that Christ would fulfill through his sacrificial death. The temple would no longer be needed. Indeed, it would be destroyed. Matthew wrote this in chapter 24 verses 1 through 2, because the national leaders ignored God's Son. Within the text of chapter 21 verses 42 through 43, Jesus explains this while quoting Psalms chapter 118, verses 22 through 23. Christ was making the point that he is King and Son of God. His followers' children, sons, or citizens, depending on your translation of verse 26, were exempt from the tax. This is a tax that would soon end. Yet the Lord paid it so his followers would know to fulfill the laws of the land they lived in, as long as they did not contradict God's laws. He taught them to do all they could not to offend others, while being bold in speaking truth. He taught them to live, quote, between the times, end quote, of present reality and future fulfillment. And he taught them that he would provide as we do the work. Peter did the fishing, but the coins were provided by the Lord. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. What lessons do you need to remember from today's verses? How can you live out these lessons in practical ways? As we end this devotional, we would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to follow along with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then hit the follow icon on our profile to get updates for new episodes that are posted every Monday through Friday. Be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.